Merci, Monsieur le Ministre.
Thank you, Minister. Now, on the question raised by the United Kingdom on the measures taken to protect the LGBTI community, we'd like to say that in Côte d'Ivoire, all persons that live in the country benefit from the same levels of protection by the law against discrimination or physical or moral violence. And the Criminal Code of Côte d'Ivoire criminalizes such crimes. Now, referring to the incidents that were mentioned, the Ministry of Interior and Security and the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights have received organizations of concerned citizens in order to reassure them of the measures that were taken to ensure that there's an appropriate follow-up to their complaints. In addition, during similar events that took place before, the government provided additional security to the headquarters and close security to the president of an NGO that fights for the rights of persons belonging to this community. We also must specify that at the institutional level, since January 2020, there is a standing framework for exchanges and discussions between the government of Côte d'Ivoire and organizations of civil society. As we stand today, this framework covers about 500 organizations of civil society. Now, on the question of Belgium related to the guarantees contained in Ordinance of 12 January 2024 on the free operation of organizations, I'd like to say that in Côte d'Ivoire, organizations of civil society have the right to be created freely without any prior authorization. They also have the right to have and administer the payments made by members, organization of the administration of these institutions, and also have the necessary property and assets in order for them to be able to function correctly. They also have the right to acquire legal capacity that makes them subjects of the law.
They're also able to form groups in a network or in federations. They're able to set up confederations and platforms in order to carry out programs, projects, or any shared activities. As part of the ongoing dialogue between the government of Côte d'Ivoire and civil society organizations, our government has organized a seminar to make people better aware of the ordinance for the benefit of civil society organizations on the 24th of October, 2024, in Grand Bassam, not far from Abidjan. Thank you.
President.